West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office this week releasing their annual report, gathering statistics across all departments for the year 2023.
In 2023, we booked in a total of 1,514 inmates into the Harrelson County Detention Center. Our average daily population rate was 135 a day. We only hold 120, so we're still like 15 over. 1,521 people were processed out. That means they was either released or, you know, bonded out. They was found guilty in a court of law, and they were sent to the Georgia Department of Corrections. They were sent to residential substance abuse training program.
Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams talking with John Copeland on the WKNG King Country Morning Show.
We average about 2.5 to 3 use of force incidents a month in the jail. About 3 weeks ago, we had one jailer. He got beat up pretty bad from an inmate. He was required to go to the hospital. And my jailers have got a tough job. I wouldn't want to do it, but even though we work there, it takes a special kind of people to do that job. Our average, how many meals we serve a month in the jail? 8,573 meal trays is what we average a month. That comes out to anywhere from $24,000 to $32,000 a month.
And you can hear Williams and the Citizens Report every Tuesday morning on WKNG King Country. We are about 2 months away from the qualifying period for several county-level races in Carroll and Harrelson counties, and there are at least two individuals that are showing interest in qualifying for the soon-to-be-vacant District 3 seat on the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners. Earlier this month, 52-year-old Eddie Eugene Ivey of Bremen filled out the Declaration of Intent paperwork with the Georgia Campaign Finance Commission. Ivey is an owner-operator of Ivey Septic and Pumping in Bremen. Last month, Blake Hicks of Tallapoosa also filed the DOE for the District 3 seat on the Board of Commissioners. Current District 3 Commissioner John Daniel is not expected to seek re-election in 2024 in order to run for Harrelson County Sheriff. West Georgia Autism, a diverse group of people from the West Georgia community committed to improving the lives of those people with autism and their families, is preparing for the annual Snowball Fundraiser coming up this Saturday at the WGTC campus in Waco.
Everything we do is we're finding ways to build permanent resources in the community. We're having this event at West Georgia Tech, but we're also supporting an endowment at West Georgia Tech that funds a part-time job for a student who has autism.
West Georgia Autism Foundation President Harry Nelson previewing Saturday's event on a recent WLBB Community Voice, and that show is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington, reporting.